We are learning Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Beis Amud Aleph, and we are beginning 14 lines from the top. The first word on the line is Mar Vegamhu Yaira. In the middle of that line, Amar Rava. Continuing the sugyas of Tchias HaMeisim Min HaTorah. Amar Rava. Menayin Tchias HaMeisim Min HaTorah. Where is there a Mekar in the Torah for Tchias HaMeisim? Shenema Yichi Ruvein Va'al Yomois. That Reuven should live and shouldn't die. What's a double lashon? Yichi Reuven v'lo mazeh, v'al yomus lo yom haba. That Moshe was davening that Moshe that Reuven should live in this world and should not die in the next world. So you see again that this tchias hameisim min haTorah. Vina mahacha, the pasuk says v'rabim mishenei aretz. It's a pasuk in Daniel. V'rabim mishenei admas ofar yakitzu eilu l'chay olam ve'eilu l'charofos l'dorin olam. So it's clear. But Rabim Yishene, the people who died are going to wake up. Shene Avim Zafar, the ones who are sleeping in the ground, which are the people who died, they're going to Yakitsu, they're going to wake up, and those are going to go to Chaya Olam, and the Rishayim will go to Gehenna. Rabash Yom Mahacha, another Makar. The pasuk says also in Daniel, Va'ato Leich Laketz V'Sanuach V'Samid Legar L'Chol Laketz Hayomen. And Rashi explains that from the Lashon of Leich Leketz means it's a remez that he's going to die, and afterwards Vasa'amoid Vesanuach is going to die, Vasa'amoid then is going to wake, get back up Leketz HaYomim at the end of days, which Rashi attaches Yamin is Lashon of right hand, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to return the right hand Lefanov, because it says in the Pasuk Heshiv Achar Yaminoi, and here he's going to return his right hand, and that's when there'll be Tchias HaVesim. Omravli Loza, Kol Parnes Shemanig is a Tzibur Benachas. Anyone, any leader who rules his Tzibur, his congregation in this world Benachas, Zoicha Manigim Lamabah. He'll be Zoicha to lead them in Lamabah as well. Shnemar, Kimarachemim Yanagim. Those who Marachem in this world, Yan Yanagim in the next world. Valbuye Mayim Yanilim. Omravli Loza, Kedoyla Deya Shnitna Ben Shte Oisies. Daya is a very important thing. Exactly what daya is. It's chachma or taira. The word daya was said between two oisis, between two shemos of Hashem. Shemos of Hashem, Rashi brings rice, are called oisis. Shenemar, ki keil daya is Hashem. So between the keil and Hashem is the word daya. The Mashal takes it a little further. He says that keil is midas hadin and Hashem is midas rachmim. And daya knows how to use both of them, both the midas rach, midas hadin. Kikhel Deya is Hashem, so Godol Deya that nitna between two noises. From Rav Loza, Godol Mikdash nitna between two noises. The Bisa Mikdash is Gevaldik because it's given to two noises. Shnemar, Pa'alta Hashem, Mikdash Hashem, Koyni Yedecha. So you see, between Hashem and Hashem is the word Mikdash. Maskel Rav Ado, if he makes such a drasha, Maskel Rav Ado, Kachino, El Miato, it says, Gdol Nekoma, you can tell me Nekoma, taking revenge is a good thing. Shnitna between two noises, the Chsiv, Kel Nekoma is Hashem, Kel Nekoma is Sefiya. So it says, Klar, the word Nekama is between the two shemus of Hashem, Kael and Hashem. On Malay, so he answered, the Milsach Inami. Yeah, Nekama is a good thing for the right thing. Kedula, Dom Ula, Shtei Haifas Halol Ulami, Lama. Now, what's Lashon Haifas? If you look at the Pasuk, Kael Nekama is Hashem, Kael Nekama is Haifia. So Haifia is going back on both type of Nekama. So we're calling them, the two Nekama, we're calling them Haifias. So, shtei afiyos halal lama, achas midas toiva, midas toiva, achas midas peronius. Once we did toiva and peronius. Rashi says, the kama calls to mean to pay back gemul, tashlum gemul is also called the kama. So, Rashi explains that that Hashem gives back the good to Klal Yisrael by the zeichah to the shechina, because it's an asav and nishma. That's the kama means tigmol, they get paid. A good payment, and one is the peronios for the goyim who they're going to get paid liyem adin for those who started up with Klal Yisrael. So those are two nekamos, and that's a good thing. Vom Rabbi Laza, ha'adam shiyesh by deya kiilu nivle beisvichu yamav. Anyone who has deya, it's kiilu the beisvichu built in his day. Shazenit and benchnei yisrael, zenit and benchnei yisrael. They're both given between two yisrael. Vom Rabbi Laza, ha'adam shiyesh by deya l'soif mis asher. Anyone who has das, at the end of the day, becomes rich. Shenema v'das chadorim yemalu kolhoin yokorinam. It's someone has das, his house be full of hoin yokar noam and full of money. And the Masha asks that usually it's mashma not like that from certain places, that someone who has daya or who learns, let's say, that does not have a lot of money. So that's Masha asks, the chari is a little bit shver. The pasuk says that there's no, the chachamim don't have a lechem and the nevi'im don't have oisher, so it's a tikkul stira. So he answers from a gemara need. The gemara need says, "Ma yase odom v'yis asher? What should a person do to become rich?" So first the gemara says, "Yarber v'schera." So the answer back, the gemara answers back, "Harbi also came le'ilu." A lot of people work very hard and get money. What you should do is daven to Hashem in order to get oisha. That's the school of fashiris. The daven to Hashem. So zoktemar shav v'zesh kosev koshiyesh b'idaya l'soif mesasher. The betchila l'soif at the end it becomes rich. The betchila ma'ariv eschera. First he was doing a lot of business. Well, b'soif shiroya b'sichloi v'daitei. Saw it in his head. Shloi hoyoloi gomar b'date levakish rachamim memisha oisha shaloi. And this is lashon that's mishyesh leideya. Anyone who has brains, who's smart enough, he'll realize that at the end of the day, the ikizach is tefila when it comes to ashiris, not how long you work. Kol adam she'ein b'ideya, anyone who does not have deya, also l'rachem alav. He also to be merachem. The Marshal Gra says that that's the hemshich over here. He says that's also pshav. V'zeh shekos behepech mishe'ein b'ideya, soifu gerim telshu marbe b'schayra. And then things don't work out for him. But like upon him, we'll see another piece of Masha in a second. I say over Yechel Yecharneu. The Masha asks the Lachayra. It says Merachem of a Kol Masav. Hashem has Merachem of everyone. You say now Merachem, you Merachem of everyone. Zok the Masha. That's only if you act like his Meisim. What's a Meis of a Kodesh Baruch Hu? A Meis of a Kodesh Baruch Hu is with Das. Hashem made people with brains. If they don't use them, then they're not like the ma'aser. They're not Hashem's handiwork. They're something else, and therefore there's no mechiyav rachm of a kol ma'aser. Ba'am Rav Elazar konos and pita l'mishen b'deya yisurim ba'am lav. You give food to someone who has no deya, yisurim ba'am lav. He gets einish for that. So now it says in the pasuk, lachm chay yisimu mazar tachtecha ein tivun aboy. That and mazar is the lashon of yisurim. So it's saying, if you give a lechem to Yesimu, to someone in Tfuna Boy, then Mazar Tachtecha, you'll have Yesurim under you. At the end, goes into Golos. Shnemar, Lechein Gola Ami Mibli Das. Mibli Das. And that's why Shah there speaks out, because he's not Mevakish Rachman, he becomes an Oni, and he loses his. And he has to leave. He has to be goyla after mekayma. He has to sell everything because he's so poor. That's what means he goes into golos because he didn't have das. He didn't daven. If he didn't daven, so he lost his panasa. Lost his panasa, then he goes into golos. Bam Rav Elazar called bias she'im divrei Torah shmo b'leila. Any bias does not have learning in the night. Eish echlosai. The eish will eat it. Shnema. The pasuk says kol choishech tomim letzfunov, which means at night. It's hidden from the Talmud means there's no learning going on. It's fun of is the Matzpoin the Torah, the hidden parts of Torah. Teichleu Eish Loi Noifach Yera Srid Ba'aloi. And in Srid it says Teichleu Eish Loi Noifach. It will be burnt by a fire without any wind. It'll be Eish Menashmaim. And the pasuk says Yera Srid Aholoi. That looks like he's bothered by other people who are learning. In Srid El Talmud Chacham Shnemar Ubesrid Mash Hashem Karo Vamra Velaza. If anyone does not give Tamid Chum from his Nechasim, Einu Roy Simen Bracha Loilo. Does not see a Simen Bracha. Shnemar, Ein Sarid Lochloi, I can't Yachal Tuvai. If he doesn't give a Sarid Lochloi, it won't be, he won't have a Tzlacha in his Taiv, in his business. Ain't sorrow to Hashem. Shnemar Shvirin Rashi Hashem Karo. So he's saying it's a school for Panasa to be Mahana to Tamid Chum. This is a more famous school for Panasa. Anyone does not leave pas on his table. If nothing left on his table, will not be chal Yochel's version of Chayel, Osa Chayel, will not be Chayel, that Slacha of Toyt. What, well, Freyti Gemara, is that true? You're supposed to leave pasal on the table? Bamar Rav Elazar, Kol Mashar, Pesisim Al Shechon, anyone who leaves pieces of bread on his table, Kilo Oyed Ovezara. Shenem is in the Pasuk, Orechim Legad Shulchon, they set the table for the God that's the type of Avodazara, and they leave for the Avodazara money, which is flavored wine. So you see, not supposed to leave something on the table, because it looks like you're leaving for Avodazara. So Marlon, no, Loikash, not sure. Hadik Ashleim Bahadei, or Lek Ashleim Bahadei. Which means like this, that if he brings a Shleima as well, so it looks like he's appearing for Avodazara. Masha Inkin, if there's no Shleima, you just left what's there on the table, then it's a good thing, because it looks like it's a Mamonim Le Oni. And the Sharetzi and the Mishmuru speaks out that Alfizeh, what you're supposed to leave on the table is pieces that are big enough to give to Oni. It shouldn't be tiny little crumbs, it should be nice sized pieces. And this is where some people have a minig that when they bench on Shabbos, they leave the bread on the table because they want to mekayim this siman bracha. And it's a shaylik to bring back a bread. So it would sound like if you have a piece of bread on the table, to bring a whole challah now to put on the table, there might be this shaylah of ikas shleima bahadei, there might be that shaylah. Vam Rav Elazar, kola machlif bidibur, ein shoghanach mishabur, exactly all these halachas, it could be that it doesn't apply today with the Avodah Zarah, ein sham. Vam Rav Elazar, kola machlif bidiburoi, ki ilu oy bidavodah zarah. Anyone who switches his way of talking in order to fool people who he is, it's Kilu Oyvin of Elazar. Ksiv Hacha, it says over here that Yaakov Avinu told Rivka, if I fake it out and try to be like Esav, Yisiv Einav Kimisateya. But Ksiv Hasam says by Elazar, Hevel Hema Maisa Tatum. You see that it's called Elazar, and that's what Yaakov was scared of. You have to know exactly why machlif b'diburoi, it's so bad, kilo evad avzara. It's like, I mean, call it, anyone that says a sheker, kilo evad avzara, it's not clear exactly why it's to that level of avzara. Vam Rav Elazar, I'm just asking a aura. Vam Rav Elazar, kol mistakel b'erva, kashdoi nineres, shenema er yosar kashdecha. What does that mean? So Rashi has two pshatim. Either kol mistakel b'erva means b'erva mamish, he looks at erva mamish, so then kashdoi nineres means that he will not be able to give birth anymore. His Avish Loy will be shooken up, that won't be able to give birth anymore. That's one pshat. Another pshat is, Hamistakel means Hamachashav Ba'arayas, the Eishazish. Kashdoi means Gvuras Yodin Neres, he loses his Gvuras Anoshim. Mekitzim, it's not a good thing, and it is a pretty bad Oynish for someone who's Mistakel Ba'arva. Erya tar kashtacha means someone who looks at the erva, tar is lashon of ninar kashtacha. A kashtacha is the bow, because the eva is called a bow because it shoots out zera kechetz. V'amar Rav Elazar, lo'olam have a kabel v'kayim. Always take a low profile, be a onav, don't grab evi askonis. You know why? Because then, we'll see, v'amar Rav Zera, what's the reason? Because then people are going to find your chesroinus. Like the Gemara says, makes a marshal. Amar Rav Zera, Avraham Tanina, by its offal, ain't poisla chalonas luris nigoy. Shvaminov. There's a dark house. You don't open the windows to see the nega. That's the law. A nega has to be seen naturally. And the same thing is by a person also. As long as he takes a low profile, they won't open the windows to see what's going on. They won't be able to see what's going on. But once he goes out in the open and becomes a bal gaiva and tries to grab shtelas, then people are gonna. You find this actually by the non-Jewish world, Lahavdil. But anytime someone goes for election, all of a sudden they find out all the garbage about them. Om Rav Tavya Rav Yishai. My Chsiv was pshat in the pasuk that says like this. It says four things never are satiated. Sheoil, va'oitzerechem, eretz lo sveya mayim. It's three things. These three things are never satiated. What are the three things? Sheol is a kever, a grave. The grave is never satiated. The more you give a mason, it loves. Basic forest keeps on getting fuller. Oitzer recha means the base harechem of Isha never gets satiated from be'ilois. And eret never gets satiated from water. So, but Shaila is, why are we comparing these two things? Machmain v'chi ma'inyin sheol itzer rechem. Eloi meloch, ma rechem, just like the rechem of a isha. Mach nesu moitzi, something goes in goes in the zera, out comes out a baby. Af she'oil machnas moitzi. In goes in a mace and out comes at a chai. V'aloidvarm kavachaymer. Omar rechem she'machnisi boi b'chashoy. The zera goes in quietly. Mitzia menu b'koyle koyle. The baby comes out screaming. She'oil she'machnisi boi b'koyle. By she'oil we bury a mace b'koyle b'b'chi. Ain't it din she'machnisi menu b'koyle koyle? Isn't it going to be tchias mace going to be mamish b'fahesya? Mekan tshuva lo'imri ain tchias mace minatayr. Here's a tshuva to those that say that ain tchias mace minatayr. Tanud be'al yo tzadikim she'oil. Huh? Yes, Oil and Rechem, they were saying that just like the insane pasuk puts together, so saying that it's similar. Just like Rechem is Maitzi, for sure, a Kavachayim is Sha'oil is Maitzi, because it went in the Kailu Kailis. Tadu Dweil Yo, Tzadikim Sha'at Kais Baruch Lach Yosam, Ein Echayzim La'afram. Tzadikim, from Tchias Amesim, they're not gonna go back La'afram. Because it seems like that the regular people, even if they have Tchias HaMesim, they're going to go through a period where they go back, they put them back into the ground, and then wake up L'Elam Abba with a guf, like with a Zika guf. The guf will be pure, and the Tzadikim have that type of guf already. They don't have to go back into the Afar in order to have this Zikush. Shenemar, V'hoyo HaNishar B'tzion, V'hanoysa B'Yerushalayim, Kadosh Yom Eloi. They will become Kadosh. Kol HaKosel L'Chaim B'Yerushalayim. And ma kadosh lo'olam kayim, af heim lo'olam kayim. They are lo'olam kayim, like Rashi speaks out the bottom Rashi here on the left side. She'az kadosh lo'achyes l'moitz Mashiach la'achar sheyichu shuv ein choizim la'afrom elo habasam eskayim aleim at yeshuvu v'yichu lo'as lo'vei. They're going to stay alive, lo'as lo'vei. Faith of our kasha on base from Tamar that we're going to learn in the Gemara later on that there's going to be 1,000 years by Kares Baruch to destroy the world and remake the world. So what are the things we could do in those 1,000 years? And then my Eastern Shalom Shasa Karish Baruch Hu Lecharish Bemer Say Lomoy Shenem Neskav Hashem Levado Bemehu Tzadikim Ad Eisim. What are the things we're going to do? So the Gemara Karish Baruch Hu Eisim Kenafayim Kenasharim. They're going to get wings like an eagle. The Shatan Apnei Mayim, and they're going to fly over the water. Shenem Al Kein Lo Nira. Don't be scared. Bahami Eretz when the Eretz gets redesigned. Over Moit Harim Belev Yam. So you see, they're going to be B'lev Yamim in a time, and they shouldn't be scared. Maybe it's going to be hard for them. They're going to have a lot of koyach, not get tired at all. So, Stam, it's an interesting thing. Well, you have to know what this means. Obviously, it doesn't mean Kipshutai, but the tzaddikim are not going to die, and they're going to just fly around for those 1,000 years until the world is ready. So next kasha could be a new gemara, or if you rashi, it's a continuation. V'neilif ek demara kasha, v'neilif memesim shehachi Yecheskel. We know in the Yecheskel, there's a whole parasha there where Yecheskel there was these dried out bones, and Yecheskel made tchias hamesim on those bones. So as rashi learns, the kasha is that v'neilif memesim shehachi Yecheskel shechazu amesu kach zdiyim shos lahachi as yach shlofrom. The Rashi learns the Gemara's kasha is, you see by Yecheskel that these bones, that he made tchias on those bones, and those people died again. Oh, so that's a pelo. So Rashi's a pelo. Who said they were tzaddikim? Why are we asking from Yecheskel? Like, what's going on? So Mashal doesn't like this pshat, and therefore Mashal learns that the Gemara's kasha is a whole new Gemara. The Gemara's kasha is a new kasha. And the Gemara ended, now the Gemara's kasha. Why are we looking so much for the Tchias Mitzvah Torah, we have actually a story of Tchias Mitzvah by Yecheskel. That's where Mashal learns the Kasha, and we'll say the Kasha that way. V'neilif Mesim Shahachi Yecheskel, why don't we learn now Tchias Mesim from the story that Mais Shahoya, the Yecheskel, made Tchias Mesim? My answer is Shavla Kamandi Omar, Be'emes Mashal Hoya. That it really was a Mashal. That was not really a true fact, it was really a mashal. Time with the Braisa. Rav Lezer Omer, Mesim Shahachi Yecheskel, Omdu Al Agrayim, they stood up, but Omru Shira. They said Shira, Umesim, then they died. Ma Shira Omru, what did they say? They said like this, Hashem Meimis B'Tzedek, someone dies, they deserve it, Mechaye B'Rachmim. That they have to kiss the Mesim is Mamash Rachmei Hashem. Rav Yeshua Omer, Shira Zu Omru, they're a little different. Hashem Meimis Mechaye, Moirit Shoil sends you down into the ground, Vayal, and they come up. Rav Yehuda Omer, Emes Mashal. It was true, it was a Mashal. Amalei Rav Nechemya, im emes, if it's true, lama mashal. The mashal, lama emes. What do you mean, emes mashal? Ella, let's say reader who these words. Be emes mashal. The truth was only a mashal. It was only a mashal. So akaponim, that's really machlekes taroim, if it was a mashal or not. And therefore, we don't, if you're mashal, the tarot is like this, we don't mean arrive from there to Tetrias and Mason because that was not, it was just a mashal. Didn't actually happen. Or, the firash and the kasha was Lord after Yecheskel that they died. They again, it's only a mashal. Therefore, don't make a raya from there. But there is a man diyama that Yecheskel really was, and most man diyama like that Yecheskel really did tchias meisim. We'll have a whole sugya gemara coming up. Who exactly were these people who had died, and we had tchias meisim on them.